All right, it says we're live.
Here we are again. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, give it a few seconds to Bubs. It has a hard time starting.
It does have a hard time.
See that damn red line? There we go.
There it is.
Okay. Let's see what's going on here.
I wanted to do a couple shout outs before because I forgot to do one yesterday. We got a new heavy hitter patron named Terry. So I wanted to say thank you very much to Terry. Also sent me a very nice message that she watches it with her daughter. So that's really cool. Also, if you look behind us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Our friend Sophie, she gave me a birthday present. It was it's a Frank Frazetta on canvas.
Isn't that kick ass?
Yeah, so it's just called The Barbarian. We know that shit's fucking Conan. But he probably couldn't say Conan for licensing reasons. But Frank did a lot of the cover art for Conan novels.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Robert E. Howard or whatever that guy's name was. Yeah.
He did them later when they were re-releasing them. So, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Frazetta. And the women that he draws. And the dude fucking super, super heroic. Everything was like heroic and it's just.
Roided to the max.
Yeah, they kind of are. Not all of them, but everybody is like, I don't want to say superhuman, but damn near.
Yeah.
Damn. And it's just pictures of humans doing what they do best.
Fucking shit up.
Fighting for shit. Protecting stuff. Taking stuff. Trying to keep stuff from being taken away. That's the kind of themes I like, man.
But yeah, we just decided, I mean, we kind of were like, well, where are we going to put it? And then we're like, well, you just put it right there on the show. So it's always in the background. It looks kind of nicer than what we had back there.
Yeah, got a light on it and everything.
I know, it's awesome.
We'll talk about that again when we have
the main show. Because like I said, I know not everybody watches like these shorter like matinee ones. We just like to do these in the everybody caught up with whatever that we're doing. So, all right. So we go to watch.
Deborah's there. What's up, Deborah?
Hey, yeah, Clay. Four. Hey, Mango Badger.
Yeah, Mango Badger's in.
So as I said, we were like, well, okay, we were going to watch a new movie last night. Now, I did want to see The Vast of Night, but we don't have Amazon Prime, and it wasn't like for it wasn't for rent on YouTube or on Xbox or anything. So I kind of flipped through, and I couldn't really find anything that looked horribly, you know, interesting. So I gave the reins over to Tom.
Oh, shit.
And we are never doing that again.
She gave this shit over to me.
I like to let you pick the movies because then if you hate it, then you can't like piss and moan because you're the one that picked it out.
Well, okay. So I look in the horror section. Look at the horror section on Xbox.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole bunch of shit in there that we hadn't seen already.
And on the bottom of it was like about three or four at the bottom of the list. That's a bad sign usually. But at the bottom of the list for the new ones was like three clown movies. And looked at one of the at the trailer for this one, and the trailer looked pretty good. I was like, "That'd be all right."
The first trailer we watched was for one. It wasn't a clown movie, but didn't we watch the trailer for Antichrist Rising or something like that?
That one looked really bad.
And it looked like
bad.
It got made on someone's phone, with their high school drama group or something. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to say that. It might not have been that one, but I just remember that title.
Yeah, it was fucking pretty bad.
So then we scroll through and there is like another killer clown movie. And I think like killer clown movies are almost getting up there with like Ouija and shark movies where it's just like, there's so many that, you know, everybody is like, I've probably made a killer clown movie and not even aware of it because there's so many.
Yeah.
So, oh, thank you very much, Mango, for the clowns.
Thanks, thank you, man.
Okay. Yeah, so we see one and it's at the very bottom. Like, I don't know when they rank the movies. I don't know if it's ranked by the date it came out or how popular it is, like how many people have rented it. But this one was the very, very last one in the horror movie section.
Yeah.
And this one was called Clown Fear.
Clown Fear, yeah. And the trailer actually looked...
The trailer actually looked like fun. It looked like a good time.
Looked like it was going to be like a throwback kind of 80s type of movie. But then it started. And...
But then
we watched it. This movie was a fucking abomination, man. It was bad. Really bad. I mean, usually a bad movie can kind of keep my attention. This one couldn't even really keep my attention.
Yeah, I think I dozed off at some point.
What they did was they used every bit of footage that they fucking shot.
Clearly.
All right. The movie was probably, what, nearly 2 hours long.
It was an hour and 49 minutes, which is, I mean, that's generally too long for any horror movie. There are exceptions, obviously. But for a horror movie like this, that's way too long.
It had a huge cast. Lots and lots of fucking just unneeded scenes and unnecessary dialogue. The fucking characters weren't very interesting. The bad guys were a bunch of fucking insane clowns. They were like kind of like something out of a Rob Zombie flick. They were supposed to be like that.
Weren't they supposed to be like a different species?
I don't know. I couldn't really make anything out of this movie. It was just very low quality. The only thing that this movie had going for it is it had girls in it.
I was going to say tits.
Yeah. Now, they were older than fucking normally what you would expect. You know what I mean? They were mostly in their 40s, if you ask me. Weren't they, when you say they were in their 40s?
Well, maybe 30s. I don't know if I'd go 40s.
Okay. So usually for a throwback kind of flick, usually late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, you get a bunch of 19-year-olds.
Yeah. But they're probably their 30s or 40s. And I'm going to say they were okay looking. The only one that stood out was the little blonde with the square head. She kind of reminded me of them.
She kind of stole the movie, actually.
She was really the only thing in the movie that was worth
seeing. She was the only one that was like a really good actress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it for certain terms. So she was the only one that I believed like as an actual person, like as an actual
She kept reminding me of Siobhan Fahey.
She does look, yeah, she did look that, a little bit like that, actually, now that you mention it.
Yeah, that's one of the girls from Bananarama.
Yeah.
She was in Shakespeare's sister.
Shakespeare's sister, yeah.
Yeah. She looked like that. And she takes her clothes off, too. Not really anything special, though. Just
okay. Yeah, it's like half the movie is like girls running around topless or just running around in like their underwear, like bras and panties.
Yeah, and we're not talking about 80s fucking silicone sister bombshells or anything either. They're just
regular good looking girls.
Right. But not a draw really for a movie. You're not talking about Lana Quigley fucking in her in the height of her fucking beauty. You're not talking about fucking, you know, Elvira or anything, you know, with the cleavage. You know, it's just regular good looking girls. But it's not enough to support this story. And they're trying to be funny and trying to be fun, but the movie's actually just tedious as shit. This is the first time I think we've given a movie a really, really bad review, I think, in it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm all for like bad movies and low budget movies and stuff like that. If they're done, like I even kind of like found some chuckles in Ouija Shark.
Yeah.
Even though I think that, you know, they could have like stepped that up a little bit too. But this one, I don't know. It's like, one, I guess the killer clown idea is kind of played. I'm not like a big killer clown movie person. Although I will mention, now that we're talking about killer clown movies, there was one that came out, 2013, I want to say, 2014, and it was just called Clown. And it wasn't so much about a killer clown, but it was about a guy that put on a clown suit that was actually the skin of a demon called a cloyne, and it turned you into a clown,
and then you
started eating children.
Yeah.
Now that was very, very entertaining and very gory.
Also, that other one, that weird-ass fucking clown that was killing people, what was it called?
Which one? Terrifier?
Terrifier was great.
That was a good one, too.
Terrifier with Art the Clown. Yeah. Yeah, okay, got to answer some questions. Yes, that is a Frazetta. We mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Our friend Sophie gave that to me for my birthday.
Yeah.
And it's a canvas on a wooden frame.
I know, it's so cool.
It's Frazetta.
It looks really cool there.
It looks very, very nice. Flick it up close. It's not a poster. So I'll probably get it framed. And it's called The Barbarian, of course. And it's a portrait of Tom. It's Tom's essence. And then that's Jenny at my feet down there on a fucking mountain of skulls.
These are her essences. My essence. Painting form.
Yeah.
I love it. I should add about this movie, Clown Fear. Well, because the thing about it was that I was scrolling through and I was like, I wasn't like super jazzed about watching this because, like I said, I'm not a big killer clown movie person. But the title of it was like so dumb that it almost turned around and became funny to me again. Like I was like Clown Fear. I was like, what was Clown Ennui taken? Clown Hatred? Clown, you know what I mean? So I was trying to think of like all these other ones. I was like, Clown Fear is like, that's so stupid. It's almost awesome. So
now Sandra says when Tom says that the girls were nothing special, he means they were too thin.
Well, their boobs were too small.
Yeah, yeah.
Is generally what he means. Yeah.
Not enough shape. Not enough shape. Somebody says that the movie could not support Elvira's cleavage. But yeah, I like a full kind of hourglass figure, big legs, big boobs, you know, big. I like booty. Frazetta girls.
Yeah, big
booty. Like the, just go look at Frank Frazetta's paintings, and that I think people should look like that actually. the men too.
Yeah. Nice big round biscuit buns, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Go look at Frazetta women.
But yeah, so let's talk a little bit. You know, here's a fun fact when I actually like read a couple reviews of this movie. Was that the girl that played like the main character, the one with the wedding dress? I think her name was Carly or something like that. That woman was one of the co-screenwriters, and she wrote it with someone else who directed it. She didn't direct it, but she was one of the, she wrote the script. So what the premise of this movie is
there was a premise to this movie?
There was indeed. Okay. There's a premise to pretty much every movie. Was that you got this woman named Carly, who's like the main character, and she is at this Las Vegas, you know, one of those cheesy Las Vegas wedding chapels. And she's marrying her kind of, you know, greaseball boyfriend or whatever. And there's a best man there. She's got like three bridesmaids. The groom-to-be is being kind of like a dickhead, calling all his, you know, all his like wife-to-be's friends sluts and all this stuff. So I'm like, that seems a little counterproductive, but whatever. And then he,
yeah, the dialogue's very clunky.
It is. And it's like, then he like misinterprets like some text that she got sort of. And then it's like, you know, you bitch, you cheated on me. And then they like break up. And then, so the girls all take off across the desert to go to some spa to like get over their grief or whatever. And they end up at this hotel motel called the Clown Inn, where everything is clown themed, as you would expect, because that would be weird if it was called the Clown Inn and then it had another theme.
This is about the time I'm mentally starting to check out of this movie.
Well, I think it was because, well, honestly, the opening scene with the clown people.
Yeah.
And that was even too much. Well, because I think it was too over the top. Like it seemed too try hard. Like everyone seemed like they were putting on funny voices or like funny badass kind of voices or something.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Horrible acting, and they're showing the villains right off the bat. You should never do that in a movie. That's like showing the shark in the first scene. Don't do that.
Yeah, there's a shark. Movie's over.
And really, they gave the villains too much screen time, and because they're not great characters, really. So the more they're on the screen, the less menacing they are.
Yeah.
They're not menacing at all, actually.
Well, no, not really.
It's just a bad movie.
And like you said, I think the problem, too, I mean, well, it has a lot of problems, but is that the scenes just go on too long.
They're too long. The edit, like I said, they used everything that they shot, and it had a huge cast, which makes me think that we put everybody's friend in the movie, and we couldn't cut all their scenes out. So everybody got a scene. The scene was a little too long. Most of the scenes didn't mean anything to the story. They didn't have to be there. The movie really should have been trimmed down to about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
It should have been a short film.
Should have been a short film.
Which, you know, it might have been more enjoyable that way.
Right.
There were, honestly, it's kind
Grand
of like...
The finale actually looked like a movie.
That's what I was thinking. It didn't seem to get good because it seemed like the last part of it, like where they had the circus with all the people there and like the knife throwing and stuff. It's like, it seemed like that was kind of the whole, you know, where they put most of the effort. And then like, they tried to like make a movie around that, like those set pieces and that set.
And that's what the trailer was.
Yeah. So that's how
that's how they got you into the movie.
That's how they fooled people.
Right.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, so I'm talking about like, you know, this woman who goes, you know, through the whole movie in this, you know, wedding dress that makes her boobs look all saggy. And she's like, so the scene
they did not understand the art of the boob. You know, you gotta have, oh no, I'm not gonna. You gotta be a fetishist.
The scene in the wedding chapel, which is clearly just like, you know, a room that they've like made to look like a cheap wedding chapel. It's like, you know, they were trying to make it funny. They were trying to, like, the guy that was playing the priest was, he looked a little bit like Pat. I thought it was Pat Sajak for a second, but I guess it wasn't. It looked kind of like Pat Sajak. Like, he had a couple of, like, sort of chuckle-worthy lines. But that scene just seemed to go on forever. We were just, like, sitting there going, oh my God, yeah. Like when are the clowns going to start killing people? It's like, hurry up. But you know what I mean? And then, you know, there'd be scenes like, you know, when the guy, like the groom, like, you know, goes after, like after he finds out that she wasn't cheating and all this other stuff. So he goes like after them to find them. And then like, there's this whole scene where like his best friend gets killed, or, you know, the groomsman or whatever. And then like, there's just this scene of him like, you know, swearing like in the desert, that's like faded into one of those, like, I'm going to get him. And that just goes on forever too.
Yeah. Every scene, every scene has way too much dialogue in it. If it's something that can be resolved in about four sentences between three people, they're going to stretch that shit out to about fucking 10 sentences for seven people.
Too much of it was in the daytime.
Too much fucking talking. Yeah.
Too much of it was in the daytime.
Movies are about showing, not talking or telling, you know, show, don't tell. And it's bogging. That really bogged the movie down.
It really did seem very long. And I mean,
you don't need that.
And I'm just saying, an hour and 49 minutes, that is really long for like a B horror movie in general. Like I said, you know, maybe a prestige horror movie or one that has like a more complicated story can get away with being long.
Yeah.
But a movie like this cannot get away with being that long.
There's the one scene in the very beginning where all three of the women are packed inside this car, and they look artificially very close to one another inside this car.
Yeah, they're like, and I'm going in the shot. Like,
what kind of car is this? And I'm, you know, and it's being shot from the hood. And I've realized that's not a real car. That's
either
fake
that
car.
Or they're just, yeah, it was either a fake car. It was just like a really tiny car and it wasn't moving.
Yeah. And it wasn't moving. And behind them, you know, in the rear, fucking window, you just see a white cloth with a light shining on it. There's no moving background.
Well, somebody, I didn't notice this because, like I said, I kind of was like, you know, half paying attention to something else at the same time. But somebody, I read another review of it, and somebody mentioned not that scene, but the scene where the groom and his friend were in the car.
Yeah.
They said that the guy like threw an empty beer can out the window. You could hear it hit the street as though the car wasn't moving.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, so that was kind of bad. I didn't notice that, but like one of the reviews like pointed that out. Which, you know, like I said, I hate to like shit on people for making like low budget movies, because a lot of low budget movies that I've seen, I've really liked them. And, you know, it seems like you can do a lot with a low budget, kind of if you know what you're doing. But I do feel like this wasn't one, like I said, I'm kind of over the whole killer clown thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that a good movie couldn't be made from that premise. But I just think there was too much other stuff, like too much extraneous stuff going on.
There were too many cast members too, which I think just everybody's friends were in it.
Yeah.
And
I don't think
anybody was a professional actor.
Yeah. A couple of them that I looked up had been in like other low budget movies, like from these similar, you know, so it's not like they're completely.
I think the problem with the movie is that there's just no artistic vision to this movie. That's really what it was.
Yeah.
You could probably save this movie and edit, but you'd have to have kind of an artistic vision. You'd have to be willing to get rid of a lot of scenes and a lot of people. And what you'd end up with was maybe about 40 minutes, I think.
Probably. Yeah. Well, like I said, I think I dozed off at some point, so I don't even know what happened to that. Now I will say
certain scenes though, just the way they're shot look very television.
Yeah.
Some of those cemetery scenes where they're trying to run from the fucking bad guys, that just didn't come off like cinema.
Yeah, you know? I get what you're saying. Like, you know, it didn't really have it. Yeah, it didn't really have. And like I said, that can work to your advantage if you're doing it on purpose, or if you could, because, you know, I keep bringing up like Velocipaster, which had like a really low budget.
But that was great.
But they knew what they were doing and they were using that to their advantage. Whereas this one just seemed like they were trying to make like another killer clown movie.
Velocipaster actually had elements of shot composition in it.
It did, yeah.
You know what I mean? This didn't. It was not shot artistically.
Yeah.
Even though Velocipaster had some shitty shots, it was still artistic because it was self-aware.
Yeah, because like, it, you know, knew what it was.
What it was. Like, you know, they're playing some kind of sport and somebody gets eaten by the fucking dinosaur, and the camera's obviously being held by hand, and it zooms in just for a yeah. second and then away, and it just looks so, it was just, but you busted up laughing.
Yeah.
Just with that one camera pan. And it was just the way it was done.
Because in a lot of ways you have to, and I kind of learned this when I was a kid in my art class, when we were talking about, you know, kind of non-representational art. And how, you know, you see something like, for example, like a Willem de Kooning or a Jackson Pollock or something like that. It's like, oh, well, I can do that. But the thing about it is that you kind of have to know like all the alternative or all the artistic rules before you can go about breaking them.
Right.
And the same thing happens with film. It's like there's a difference between a film that looks amateurish on purpose, that's made by people that know about film and are doing that as an artistic choice, and that's done by people that don't know any better.
Yeah. And also, like, in the edit, there has to be a certain ebb and a flow and a rhythm to things. And that's not here in this movie. It just, there, you know what I mean? There is no rhythm driving this movie along.
Yeah.
There's no tempo to it.
And there wasn't a lot of gore that I remember.
No.
You know, some of the conversations between like some of the women and stuff were kind of funny, but not in the way that, I mean, oh, thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
But not in the way that it was like a comedy. And I think it was supposed to be a comedy because it says on the poster, like you'll die laughing or something like that. But it's like, it wasn't even really all that funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like cringy, but it was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, I was going to say something about the humor. The humor was very forced, and it didn't come across as spontaneous. So there wasn't any spontaneity in the humor. The humor itself was kind of...
what's a good word? I can't really think of the word. I know what you're getting at, but I can't really like...
Kind of... Childish humor.
Yeah, I guess. You know, or, that's not exactly right, but
what's a good word? We're kind of sophomoric, kind of, I don't know, just, it wasn't very clever.
Yeah.
You know,
the one thing,
mundane.
The one thing I will say that I did like was the design. I don't know if this is a real place that they shot at. I hope it isn't. But the Clown Inn, like the insides of the rooms where they filmed it, like this clown themed motel, that actually looked pretty cool, like with the beds and like the checkerboard walls and floor, and how the bathtub had like this clown, you know, kind of spigot coming out, and there was even the foam was shaped like a clown and everything like that. So somebody, like, if the production design team or like the set design team actually made that, then, you know, good on you, because that looked actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it looks, and they really like went the extra mile, like to find all the clown themed little tchotchkes that they could find and like stick in there. And like I said, this might be a real place, but I don't know if it is or not.
I want to, you know, like I said, you don't like to shit on fucking people's movies and stuff. You know what I mean? I think there's potential for this director. It just, I think the movie could have really been improved a lot by a better edit.
Being shorter.
Right. I think the edit was the problem, a lot of it. I think a really slick edit on this thing would have really picked up the tempo, picked up the pace of the movie, and it would have been more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah. And I think
it comes across as a movie made by a bunch of friends so they could watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does kind of. Which, like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But,
yeah, but you know, for a person who's not doesn't know
who these, doesn't know them, you know what I mean?
Who wasn't in the movie? It doesn't.
Probably, you know, fun if you were in the movie. Yeah, like, hey, look at me go.
Yeah. Person who isn't in the movie, it's just kind of tedious. I got a feeling that some of the reviews, like it had a lot of positive reviews. I think those people were in the movie.
I think that happens a lot of times, especially with these smaller, like, or people are like, you know, make a burner account or like have your mom go on there.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody, you know, rate the movie real good.
Review it and stuff. And like we said, it doesn't bring me any joy to do that. It's just that I feel like, and I think we brought this up on, you know, the Ouija Shark review and probably the Velocipaster one as well. It's like, if you're making a low budget movie, just ramp up the ridiculousness to the, because this, the premise of this just wasn't ridiculous enough.
Right. I would look at Velocipaster. That's a good one.
Just the craziest fucking shit you can think of. Just make it like just the ridiculous, most stupid, over the top, just go way over the top with it.
Look a little bit at some old Carpenter flicks. You know, he did a lot with a very little. and you know, see what you can do that way. It's just edit has a lot to do with it. The tempo, the pace of the
movie. I think that was really kind of the main problem with this, was that it was just too long. And like a lot of the scenes just went on too long and were not necessary.
They weren't necessary to the story.
Like I said, some of the acting was fine, like particularly that one girl that was in it that played one of the bridesmaids. I think she was like the maid of honor or whatever. I can't remember what her character's name was, but she was like, I mean, she was noticeably like much better actor than pretty much everyone else in it.
I think I would have just trimmed the movie way down to a simple survival horror flick with a group of females. Not really had a real complicated story, then just had a bunch of cool gags and some humor in it.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been more effective. There's just too much goddamn movie in here.
Yeah, it's like I said, that's just trying on anyone's patience, like to make it that long. I mean, shit, like I think Velocipaster was only like 1 hour and 5 minutes or 1 hour and 10 minutes. And, like, it didn't wear its welcome out. Right. You know, it's like it was already over. Like, I wanted more of it. It's better to like have people wanting like it to be longer than like sitting there wishing that it would be shorter. I don't know. It's like, I'm kind of like, I'm not a movie maker. So, you know, I am a writer, but, you know, I don't know a huge amount about filmmaking. But I always feel like if I was going to make a horror movie and I had, you know, however many $1,000 that I've raised on Kickstarter or whatever, well, what I would do for one thing, I wouldn't make a killer clown movie. I wouldn't make a killer shark movie. I wouldn't make a Ouija board movie. I wouldn't make a cabin in the woods type movie. I wouldn't make anything like that because that's been done a million times.
Yeah.
It's like, I would rather come up with at least something that was sort of original or an original take on something else. Or like I said, I would just make it as like, think of the weirdest, like most ridiculous thing I could think of, because then you get attention. I mean, Velocipaster got attention because it was just a crazy concept that nobody had done before.
It was a dinosaur kung fu movie. And what else?
There was a hooker in it.
There was a hooker in it. Yeah.
There was ninjas, hookers.
Yeah.
And a priest that turned into a dinosaur.
Yeah. You can't ask, kind of reminded me of that. Like, wasn't that video game called Buff Dudes?
Was there?
I think it was called Buff Dudes, some shit like that.
Of course there was. I don't remember. But that's the thing. It's like,
it's like some kind of an 80s fighting video game.
Buff Dudes.
Taken to the fucking screen. It had dinosaurs in it. And hookers. It's fucking ridiculous.
Because I feel like if you're making a low budget movie, there's so much competition, especially nowadays, like now that, you know, movie making, you know, equipment is like so cheap. And you can make a movie with your fucking iPhone, for Christ's sake, that looks, you know, almost as good as like other independent movies. So I just feel like, why on earth would you waste, you know, have $35,000 or however much, you know, the movie costs to make? Why would you want to make another killer clown movie? Why would you want to make another demon possession movie? It's not going to stand out because everybody and their mother has already made one of those.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless you have a new angle on it, which I guarantee that you probably do not, because everything has pretty much been done.
Be like trying to make another zombie movie. I mean, you're probably gonna
Exactly. That's like, you know, you're probably just not gonna succeed because it's just gonna like get lost in the morass of like the zillions
zombie movies.
Zillions of other ones. Some of which might be perfectly fine and perfectly watchable. But if you want something that is just gonna rise above the pack, you either have to make something really original or you have to make something so fucking wacky and funny that people are just going to take notice of it right away.
Yeah. And you have to have a comedian involved in that. Someone who could write humor.
That too. Yeah. I feel like if you're trying to make a horror comedy, don't just rely. It's like, well, I'm funny.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way.
Because people, it's like that. I think I'm funny. I'm like, I can guarantee you're probably the only one that thinks you're funny. Yeah. But it's like, you know, you run the shit by some other people, like some actual funny people before you go into that. So, oh my goodness, Poopy came in. She's like busting out.
All right. I don't really have any more to say about it.
Yeah, I can't recommend it. It's not even like one of those, you know, so bad it's good type of things. Because like I said, the premise of it just isn't crazy enough.
It ends up just being kind of tedious and boring.
Yeah, it was just kind of long and it's just, you know, I was kind of spacing out. Then I think I fell asleep at some point.
A lot happens in it. Most of it doesn't have to happen. And it's not, you're not really seeing much.
Yeah, that's kind of all it is. But, you know. Yeah. Poor Tommy's so bummed out about it. I'm not gonna let you pick movies ever again.
Oh, stop. No, I picked some good ones.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. That one was.
Well, the trailer was good.
It was. It
which tells me that edit had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, because the trailer actually looked like it might be like a decent movie. Yeah. Because I thought it was going to go, like I said, like maybe like a Rob Zombie direction, or I thought it was going to go like that movie that was just called Clown, about the clown demon, which that would have been awesome, because that was a really good movie.
I thought it was going to be kind of like that horror movie we saw there where they were at that horror theme park.
Hellfest.
Like Hellfest, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something kind of like that.
That was actually, that was more decent than it had any right to be.
That was a decent little movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Sandra said they made a movie about a killer rubber tire. Yeah, it's called Rubber. That one, I haven't seen that, but I watched like a big, for some reason, I was like scrolling through like YouTube and somebody had done like kind of a long like breakdown of the movie, because apparently it's kind of like a meta, like a weird existentialist like horror movie, which I didn't expect. Yeah. And I'm like, well, now I kind of want to see it. It's kind of like, but this one kind of bummed me out the same way that Deathbed, the Bed That Eats, bummed me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, with a title like that, I was expecting it to be much weirder and much funnier and much wackier.
Mundane.
And it just wasn't. Yeah. It just wasn't. It's like, it was just really boring mostly. And it's just like, with a premise like that, you really got to fucking...
Pookie's getting into the shirts.
Lean into the shit. Yeah, we got the shipment of the blank shirts yesterday, and Pookie is just...
She loves them.
She just cannot get enough of that box, and she's just like trying to
figure out what's in there.
She's trying to open it with her face. Pookie busting. All right, so that's it for today, I guess. We will probably do another live stream probably on Saturday, and maybe another one on Sunday. Like I said, I want to, after I finish watching Dark all the way through, like the end of season 3, I want to talk about that as well. But I just got to the end of season 1, so I'll use the rest of the week to watch season 2 and 3, and then we'll have a discussion about that. So we will see you guys on Saturday. Thanks for dropping by, and thanks everybody for donating that donated. And we'll see you later. Bye.